Companies downsize, let people go, to improve their revenues. They see it as a regrettable act that they hope has good results. But the person getting downsized suffers loss, grief, and anxiety. Nearly 1 in 4 unemployed Americans has been out of work for more than 6 months. That's the highest proportion since 1983. Charlotte Hewlett performs a ceremony that she contends will increase the self-esteem of those who've been let go. Ms. Hewlett directs the Celebrant USA Foundation that conducts downsizing ceremonies. Ms. Hewlett joins us from New York. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
What happens in a downsizing ceremony?
Well, I tell you, there's a transformation that takes place in the ceremony. What happens is, in the case of the ceremony that we did for a man by the name of Christoph Greeter, mm-hmm. who is
This is presented in the Wall Street Journal this week.
Yes, who is a music therapist mm-hmm. and an arts therapist. And his unit had closed at a hospital. This was very traumatic for him. And he came to us and wanted to honor this rites of passage in his life. It was a beautiful ceremony in a boathouse looking out over a lake. We gifted little lanterns that were beacons of light. That's what they represented. And we also honored his family and gave bells to his daughters. They were the bells of his life. And at the end, we did affirmations. I would ask him a question about this transition and have him acknowledge that this is how he feels or this is what he will do. And then we all made a big toast, and we ate and drank, and there was merriment.
I must say, it sounds a little bit like a funeral where the corpse can get up and talk.
Well, it's interesting that you would say that, because the Celebrant Foundation and Institute trains people to be wedding celebrants, general celebrants, and funeral celebrants.
How much, may I ask, does a downsizing ceremony cost?
In this case, it was $400.
Has someone suggested to you, $400 can be a lot of money to somebody who's been downsized.
Celebrants do put a lot of time and effort in creating the ceremony. This is their livelihood, to mm-hmm. do weddings or funerals or baby namings or adoptions and downsizing ceremonies or other what we call survivor ceremonies.
Have you thought about, and I'm not trying to be facetious, but have you thought about some kind of ceremony for people who might have invested in, let's say, WorldCom or Enron and lost a lot of money?
I think that wherever there is a milestone in a person's life, that there is a ceremony waiting to happen.
Well, Ms. Hewlett, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Charlotte Hewlett is the National Director of the Celebrant USA Foundation.